Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. So, what is the purpose of telling stories? Why, as humans, do stories so easily gather us around a table or a fire or to book clubs or packed theaters? Stories are powerful, but why? According to writer Christine Hanberry, storytelling is a fundamental part of being human. Stories let us share information in a way that creates emotional connection. Because stories create an emotional connection, we can gain a deeper understanding of other people's experience. She says that not only helps us to understand their lives, but allows us to take the lessons they have learned and apply it to our own. And according to Alice Walker, we tell stories to heal ourselves and each other. She says storytelling has a real function. The process of storytelling itself is a healing process, partly because you have someone there who is taking the time to tell you a story that has great meaning to them. They're taking the time to do this because, Alice Walker says, your life could use some help. But they don't want to just come over and just give you advice. They want to give it to you in a form that becomes inseparable from your whole self. That's what stories do, says Alice Walker. Stories differ from advice in once you get them, they become a fabric of your whole soul. And that is why they heal you. So we tell stories because they allow us to connect and to learn and to heal. And stories help us to understand the world we come from and the world we want to build. I want to tell you a story. There was once a boy named Jack. I bet you've heard the story so many times that all you need is that one line to totally understand where I'm going. There was once a boy named Jack. He and his mother were very poor. One day, she gave Jack a cow and told him to go sell it at the market. He went to the market and he sold the cow. For what? Do you remember? Yes. 5 beans that the man promised were magical. Probably not a good move, Jack. He comes home with those 5 beans and his mother is angry. Jack goes to bed hungry. But he wakes up in the morning and what has happened? What happened? Yeah, right. So there's this magic beanstalk right there in his yard. And so Jack climbs the stalk. Okay, so now some drama ensues, but Jack defeats his fear and he returns with great riches. And the story ends with the line, Jack and his mother were very rich and lived happily ever after. Now, I would be honestly surprised if every single person here didn't know this story by heart. Now I want to tell you another story. There was once a monk, and that monk lived near a village. The people in that village were very frightened because a large wolf was coming into the village at night and was killing their cattle. The people of the village went to the monk, who was known for being able to talk to the animals as if they were his brothers and sisters. They asked the monk, please, please make the wolf stop killing our cows. The monk had great empathy for the poor villagers, and so he went to see the wolf. As he listened to the wolf, they came up with a plan. The wolf would stop killing the villagers' cows if the villagers would promise to feed the wolf every night. The villagers were so happy that the wolf agreed to stop killing their cows, and they promised from then on to feed that poor wolf every night. The monk, happy he had helped the villagers and the wolf, returned to his church and prayed for all of the animals and all of the people who were hungry. Now, I would be very surprised if many of us knew this story by heart, or perhaps had even heard it before today. The first story is obviously Jack and the Beanstalk, and the second is a story of St. Francis, whose feast day is today. Stories, according to Esther Perel, are the arc that connects the past to the present, and the present to the future. We tell stories in order to know where we have been and where we are going, and to make meaning out of the journey. Jesus uses stories to teach, to connect, and to heal his disciples. We tell stories to teach and connect and heal our children. We tell stories to learn, connect, and heal ourselves. We tell stories to help understand the past and to build the future. And the stories we choose to tell ourselves and others matter. I'm curious, what does the story of Jack and the Beanstalk teach us? Perhaps that we should take risks and face our fears. But essentially, this story is a story of striving, of being alone in that striving, and of pleasing people with great riches. Jack and his mother were very rich, and they lived happily ever after. In this world, there are stories of empire, and there are stories of the kingdom of heaven. Empire is simply defined as any culture or country in which expansion occurs for the purpose of building wealth. The purpose of empire is solely to build wealth. The story of Jack is a story of empire, happiness that comes from wealth. There are many such stories like that in our culture, and most of us probably know them pretty well. But thanks to God, there are also kingdom of heaven stories, like the one about the monk and the wolf. Like the many stories one can read about St. Francis, who is the patron saint of ecology and perhaps the most well-known saint of them all. In the end of the story about St. Francis, the monk listens deeply to those in conflict. He has great empathy for them all, and in doing so, is able to help them understand each other, and from that understanding creates a solution where everyone gets what they need. Wolves are often vilified creatures. They can spark fear in even the bravest person. But this monk is not afraid, and so he can sit with the wolf long enough to hear the simple truth. The wolf is killing the cows because the wolf is hungry. A solution: help the wolf eat so he won't kill the cows. This is a kingdom of heaven story. It's a story that helps us make meaning out of why bad things happen. It helps us to value listening and empathy, and it points to the goal of everyone having what they need. Not only the wolf or the villagers, but everyone, including the cows, I would imagine. In Kingdom of Heaven stories, it is not competition, winning, and riches that make us live happily ever after, but empathy and connection and collaboration that is valued and upheld that heals us. I can guarantee you that no story in our Holy Scripture ends with, "They were very rich, and so they lived happily ever after." And no saint was ever sainted because they made a lot of money. We tell stories to connect, to learn, to heal. This is why we have feast days of the saints, We have these feast days to tell their stories, to learn from them, to connect the past to the present, and to heal so that we can build a better future. We tell the stories of the saints and Holy Scripture to heal from empire, which has led us to believe in so many ways that our worth is based in expansion for the sake of building wealth. Jesus and the saints spent their whole life subverting that very notion. Our worth is not based in production and consumption, as Pharaoh led the people to believe, but is based in the simple fact that we are children of God, that we are made in the image of God, that we have been knit together in one body to heal and to build the kingdom of heaven. Empire, the belief that our worth is based in solitary striving to build wealth, is a great burden on so many people in this world. But Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and carrying heavy burdens. I will give you rest. Rest to lay down our burdens." Jesus says his yoke is easy. The burden of empire is heavy, but the work of building the kingdom of heaven is easy, not because it is easy to do, but because in it we learn, we connect, we heal. In it we rest. In working to build the kingdom of heaven, we find that we are worth more than what we own. We are worth more than what we produce or what we consume. In building the kingdom of heaven, we find that our story becomes one of love, not fear. And when we live in loving community, life is always easier. In loving community, we can share our burdens. In loving community, we can truly rest. Stories we tell ourselves and each other matter. Stories are the arc from the past to the present, and the present to the future. They help us to understand the world that is, and how to build the world we wish was that is not yet. As Christians, we are called to build the kingdom of heaven here on earth. To do this work of kingdom building, we must resist the pull to expansion simply to build wealth. Saint Francis grew up very wealthy. He was an educated man and had a bright future ahead. But after fighting in a bloody war for the empire, he heard God speak to him, and God said, "Go, repair my house. As you can see, it is falling apart." Francis then gave up his entire inheritance, which actually is a great story. You should Google that. And he took a vow of poverty, and he built a new community based on love of all of creation. To him, all of creation was his family, and his life was dedicated to the well-being of all. In giving up the way of empire, Saint Francis put all of his energy into the work of building the kingdom of heaven. He died on October 3rd, 1226. From the time he was called by God until his death, Saint Francis endeavored to build a new community. This new community is now hundreds of years old and spans the world and includes tens of thousands of men and women. By any measure possible, this would be seen as a great expansion. But the expansion of this new way of living, this new community, was not for the purpose of building wealth, but for the purpose of building the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Now that is a story worth telling. So Grace, what if we imagined that this Saint Francis was a good friend, and as Alice Walker describes, took the time to tell us a story because our common life together as a church could use some help? What if we imagined all of the stories of all of the saints in this way, not just as examples of godly living, but as good friends giving us advice in such a way that their stories become woven into the very fabric of our whole souls. What about St. Francis' conviction in his Forum of Expansion, of growth and evangelism? Do we need to hear now that can shape the soul of our work together at Grace? In learning to listen deeply to those in need, in our valuing collaboration, our extending of empathy, understanding to all creation, we too can learn to lay down our burdens of empire, to rest in Jesus and take up his yoke, which is easy. Together, we too can tell a story that connects and teaches and heals. And we can tell this story for the purpose of expansion, expansion that builds not personal wealth, but extends the riches of God's grace to all our brothers and sisters, to all of creation. Together, we can be a part of a story that shapes the future that is the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. And that is a story worth telling. That is a story the world desperately needs to hear. Amen.